from Beeline Urban Delivery. Beeline supports businesses with access to zero-emission delivery, warehousing, and advertising services. More at b-linepdx.com.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Alberta Abbey. The Alberta Abbey is a nonprofit venue nurturing the arts in Northeast Portland by amplifying opportunities for Black and underrepresented communities. They provide studio, gallery, and performance spaces to local artists and art organizations and showcase diverse programming for local groups of all ages. More information, event calendar, and tickets available at albertaabbey.org.
Hi, this is Peter Case, and you're listening to X-Ray FM.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Every Tuesday at 2 p.m., join me, DJ Barbarella, in studio live with a local artist, musician, or event organizer. Hear what's new and upcoming in the local scene, with new music releases and debuts. Plus, hear a special curated playlist each week from every guest. All on X-Ray, where radio is yours.
Hello. You are tuned into Flying Saucer Safari here on X-Ray FM. I'm DJ Barbarella, and I'm here with a very special guest. You're live there. So very honored here to be with the head and founder of Lonely God Fest. I'm here with Joel.
Hello.
Yay. Applause. He made it. He's brave. He's here alone.
Yes, I'm here, and I'm alone.
We have so much to talk about, I feel like. So, little brief, I guess, of this continuous on of Lonely God Festival is like kind of a year-round, more booking sort of company. Talk about it and talk about like upcoming shows you have.
Yeah, it's just kind of a little booking collective a couple of close friends who kind of, do what they can when they are available, and we do this fest not necessarily once a year, but kind of whenever we feel like it. So mm-hmm. It's usually twice a year, and then Lonely God is also kind of a little like company that does shows at Kenton Club and Swan Dive and other random spaces, Dream House, which we just had a really fun show down Sunday there. That was pretty crazy.
Love that space.
Yeah.
It's super cool. I feel like it's great to see the collective shows that like really incorporate local spaces and highlight not only local people but local spaces that are really cool.
Yeah.
So you have like a bunch of upcoming shows for Lonely God Fest. Let's talk about some of those and highlight some of those people. What's coming up?
We've got like a 4-day weekend of shows. We've got two shows with Quasi, who I'm
super
a
cool.
very big fan of since mm-hmm. For many many years, and they're always really cool and down to do kind of more DIY stuff. Mm-hmm. We've got a band called Blush from Singapore that we're really excited about having as well, and Clarko from I think Reno. Kind of an eclectic grouping of bands and shows, so it should be fun.
Yeah. And Quasi was saying that this is like their only show on the books, it seems like, this year. Yeah.
They don't play Portland that often anymore, and this should be fun. I think that they're doing, I can't remember which one is which, but one show, because they're doing a double header, an early all-ages show and a late 21 and over show. And one is going to be just keys and drums. The other is going to be guitar and drums.
Mm, cool.
So that's always fun.
Yeah, definitely. I really always admire with Quasi that they are always open to play. It seems like these, like, all ages, these, like, double shows for people, this matinee.
Always. And, yeah, always. Yeah.
Yeah. Super cool. So maybe we should play some of their stuff.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. What's your favorite Quasi song?
I mean, I kind of grew up with some of the old school stuff, like It's Raining. But also their new album is really terrific.
Okay, we can listen to multiple if we want. Yeah. Should we try this? A Rare Live? It's up to you.
What's that?
I said it's up to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Either one.
Okay, cool. All right, well, this is Joel's favorite song from Quasi, It's Raining.
It's raining.
So good. That was It's Raining from Quasi, who you'll get to see thanks to Joel here.
Yes.
And Lonely God Fest. Can tell those listeners when that's happening again? When can the people see Quasi?
They can see Quasi on August 23rd at Swan Dive. Early show is going to be with the amazing band CMOS. And that one,
so
again,
good.
Is All Ages. And then later that evening with one of my favorite bands, Black Shelton and the American Dream. And that will be 21 and over.
Do you want to play something from CMOS? Just and then maybe Black Shelton as well?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. Of course, it's going to come up with. What is a good song?
Are we still live right now?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, totally.
This is going great.
Yeah, CMOS, if people don't know, I guess there's like probably their most popular song. I guess we play that, unless you have a different song you'd like to play.
No.
Appease the Peas. This is like one of the first songs I heard from these guys, and seeing them live, I think, is just so incredible because you realize all of the sound is coming from two people.
Yeah, they're really amazing.
And all the gear that they have and stuff, it's incredible to see them live. So like, definitely worth going to this show.
Yeah, really lovely people too.
Yeah, yeah, and looks like this video that we're about to watch too is like pretty cool animation. Okay, CMOS, Peas the Peas, please. Was so cool. I love that band. CMOS is so cool. You can see them at the upcoming Lonely God Fest.
Yeah.
And we've got more. You were just telling me about like a daytime fest that's happening.
We've got another daytime show on Saturday, August 23rd as well, at Kenton Club on the patio. And that will be with Pool Boys, Aqua Celestia, and Neil Morgan. Oh. And those are all great. Neil's got a new album that just came out this spring that's really terrific.
And I had Pool Boys on here like a month or so ago. I feel like it was wintertime. I remember us wearing jackets in here. They're the sweetest, most talented people. I'm so excited that you are having them part of Lonely God Fest.
Absolutely, yeah, they're so good. And Aqua Celestia is a new project with a bunch of old friends.
Yeah.
And they played the Enya Night we did last May at Swan Dive, and that was really amazing. And Neil Morgan's always a favorite. I remember him 12 years ago playing at Valentine's and just playing like drums and then reading poetry, then playing drums. And,
oh, that's cool.
It was always kind of my favorite.
And Aqua Celestia is kind of a little super group.
Hannah from Rayon and Gossip and Shoplifting and a million amazing Seattle bands and bands all over.
I didn't realize they were in Shoplifting.
Yeah.
I love that band.
Yeah.
So much. That is so cool. So I just learned something super cool, Nim. We're going to play a song from Pool Boys, who is going to be at the show. And this is, I believe, probably off of their latest. Nope, this is an older song from 2 years ago. But this is one of their songs, Feathers. And we're going to watch the music video while y'all listen to this song.
Give me back.
That was so nice and gentle. I feel like Pool Boys has such a range in their work. Yeah.
Great. And we're blue to the show.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love that so much of what behind their work is like this environmentalist message of, you know, like protecting and thinking about the earth and our oceans and our responsibility to those things as well.
Yeah, those are all good things.
Yeah. Talk to me more about Lonely God Fest.
Another show that I'm excited about is the Friday, August 22nd show with Clarko. I'm pretty sure he's from Reno. He's from somewhere down there. And then local bands Cherry Cheeks, Carney People, and Celebrity Telethon. And Celebrity Telethon, I think they're kind of new.
Cool.
Are you familiar with them?
I am not familiar with them, no.
Yeah, they're cool. I saw them for the corporate Total Punk corporate retreat thing for the first time in May, and they were really terrific, and talked to them for a while, and they gave me a free zine. Very nice people.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Okay, well, let's play a track.
Yeah, Clarko.
Do we know a good track? Mediocre Man?
Is this from
New? Yeah. Looks like that's like the, or Welcome to Clarko, it looks like the most latest album-ish. See, it's here. Oh, here's a full album. We can see. Okay, here, I Wanna Play. It's chosen for us. There you go. Was not egg punk. What is genre anyway? Welcome back to Flying Saucer Safari, which honestly speaking of, kind of Joel and I were talking about like genre and egg punk and stuff, and the name of my show is from Suburban Lawns, who is like really an art punk band who I was saying I think egg punk really is the stem offshoot from art punk and the synth and stuff and brattiness and playfulness and that. But I digress from Lonely God Fest, which is what we are here to talk about.
Yeah.
And we're playing so many good people that you're going to see at these Lonely God Fest upcoming shows. Where can people, if they want to see all of the goodness in one central place, where can they find all this info?
On the internet. They can go to
it's magical.
LonelyGodPDX.com,
okay.
Which has all the tickets for the shows, plus all the shows that we're putting on at Swan Dive and Kenton Club, and maybe a couple other places. I don't remember.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you're looking to fill out for, like, even more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is this something, like, you're curating, or do you want folks to reach out to Lonely God for playing future fests or this one, potentially?
Yeah, you can do that if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Reach out.
Yeah, I think there's an email on there.
Complete the fest. Yeah, write in the email. Include your information.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You got your phone pulled up here, and you have another show to talk about. Tell me about it.
Another show we have is at Swan Dive on Thursday, August 21st, and that's with Blush, who are from Singapore. I'm very excited to have them. Local band Mind Parade, who are so amazing, and then a band called Precocious Neophyte from Boulder, Colorado, I believe. Very excited to have a band from Singapore.
I know, that's super cool. How did that sort of come to be for y'all? Did they reach out? Did you reach out?
It's a really interesting story. I talked to their booking agent.
I love how that works.
That's sometimes it just works.
So I love how that works out. It's that easy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, I think I found a track here. Crush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's play it. That was super cool. Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Some shoegaze from Singapore.
Yeah.
Blush, that is going to be playing Lonely God Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. When was that show again?
August 21st on a Thursday, and I believe it's the first show of the festival at this point in time.
Cool. Kicking it off. Very cool. And what's the soonest upcoming show in the lineup? Is that this
for the festival?
Yeah.
That's the Blush.
That is that one.
Yeah, that's the first one. Yeah.
Cool. And and we're going to, can we give a little preview that we're going to have one of those people's on?
Yeah.
So not to date TBD. I have to look it up in my calendar when this is happening, but we're going to have Quasi on here to chat. It's super honor. Thank you again.
Same chat. Oh yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
No, they're if anybody wants to talk to them, just email them. They're always down to chat.
So sweet.
They're so sweet. Yeah.
So nice.
So sweet, and definitely I appreciate that they have kind of the punk ethos in music as well. And they're great.
Yeah, it seems like it. And do just so much fun other stuff. I realized that one of the last shows that they had put on that Janet does all of these like cool like drum paintings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And does a lot of work for One Tail at a Time and stuff like that. Those are some nonprofits that I feel very strongly about as well. So I mean, obviously most people I think are pretty into dogs, but
If you're not,
a lovely thing.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned Quasi's new album being like really good. Maybe that would be good to play something off of their new album, which we're gonna look up the name to be sure what it is. I love this album, but we'll look up the. Tell the folks again when that show is while I look
for the Quasi show. That's gonna again. Doubleheader, early all ages show, and a late 21 and over show. And the early show is gonna be with CMOS, and the late show with Black Shelton and the American Dream. August 23rd.
Let's look on Bandcamp. What the new album is called. Oh yeah. This looks like from a little while ago, but Breaking the Walls of History. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about? Awesome. Okay, which what track do you like on there?
Just the title track is good. Okay, number 7, I think.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, cool. So this is another Quasi track that on Freeform or X-Ray.
We'll be right back.
was so good. That was super fun.
Yeah, they've been around for 20-some years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
I think this is kind of a reunion show for them.
Oh, cool.
That was Adios Amigos, and they're going to be playing at the Kenton Club on Sunday, August 24th with May Starr, who's amazing, and she's in Ake Mono and Rollerball. And then the band Hank Topless and the Dead Horseman.
Cool. Awesome. And it's audios, like audio.
Yes.
Like hearing.
Yes.
Love the plan words. That's so cool. That's going to be such a fun show. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, you have so many fun shows with Lonely God Fest coming up. Let's talk about another one and play a track from what else you got coming up.
A show that's coming up soon that I'm very excited about and currently getting text messages from is Bijou Cohn.
Oh, yes!
Who will be playing at Swan Dive on August 9th. She and band are on tour with a band called Of Montreal, I think. I saw them at...
Of Montreal's great.
And the Wonder Ballroom, and it was terrific. And she's got an all-star band with her, Thea from, I think, flew up from Brazil, cool. And Misty from Well, and Chris from the Fur Coats. Yeah, lots of snaps. They're all the best people.
Yeah.
So that's going to be at Swan Dive on August 9th. And I will text Bijou now and let her know that I am talking about it.
Yeah, and I had Bijou and Gray on the show, like, last summer, I feel like. So wonderful. Congrats to her for opening for Of Montreal. I feel like that's a really big deal.
Yeah, and they're just about to conclude the tour, I think, in a week or so.
Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Well, let's hear something from Bijou. This is from this like latest album, Love Is Trash, which I feel like the album and the visuals are just so awesome too. Like the fashion is just so on. Do you have a favorite track off of this album, or should we just do the title track?
Love Is Trash? Let's just do the title track.
Yeah, sounds good.
For my
That was so good. That was Bijou Cone.
Yes, amazing.
Local. Why don't we also play some Mind Parade? Tell listeners again which show Mind Parade is playing on.
Mind Parade will be playing on Thursday, August 21st with Blush and Precocious Neophyte.
And I just had Alex on the show not that long ago to talk about this newest album release.
Yeah, Alex is great, and I love Timmy. Yeah, Timmy's one of my favorites.
I love Timmy. Timmy's also one of my favorites. So knowledgeable. Holy heck. Just ask him about like music theory stuff and just listen. Super knowledgeable. Okay, well, this album from Mind Parade is so good. Do you have a favorite track off of this album?
Not necessarily.
Yeah. Let's just play one. New Latitudes?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Cheers.
that was noisy and fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a band that kind of has a naughty name. I don't know if we can quite...
We're not saying the full name.
Carney C.
Yeah.
But you can see them and you can mosh around and be rambunctious. When is that show again?
That's Friday, August 22nd at Kenton Club.
You're so good. He didn't even look at notes.
I feel like you're testing me.
I felt like I was testing you, but you've done so good. He hasn't even looked at notes. That was straight out of your brain.
I don't write anything down.
That's incredible. So thank you so much again, Joel, for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Lonely God Fest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So many good shows coming up with Lonely God Fest. Check it out all online, lonelygodpdx.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. And we're going to finish out here with an old-time favorite.
Yeah, just to be clear, she won't be playing Lonely God Fest.
Yeah. That would be a serious flex.
Yes.
I'd be like, man, you're really... Yeah. Pulling some shots here, but you said this is one of your favorite songs, the amazing Enya.
Enya.
Yeah. Thank you so much again.
Of course. Thank you.
Say if you love God. Jesus.